The South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM.
Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. And I am shocked. I am shocked at the crowd already in this morning. What is going on here, Ken?
I don't know. Something's happening we weren't made aware of?
I'm not sure what's going on, but good morning to each of you. Glad to have you in with us. Thank you for spending some of your day with us. On this show, we like to extend good mornings to each of you. We like to hear it back as well. This is an interactive show. This is an interactive show, and the more fun we have, the more interaction is, the more fun it can get. So good morning, Rebecca Whitfield. Good morning, Elisa Finley-Hart. Good morning, Melissa Godwin, Wheezy Joyner, Bart Langham, Hot Rod's in, Paula Pettis in as well. I don't know that I can get to everybody. Wendy Lisby in, Jody Jernigan trying so hard.
Donna White. How you going to do that?
Margaret Cotton. Just good morning to everybody. We appreciate the comments back as well. Had a lot of fun in here each and every show. Of course, the Dash for Cash, I guess, is the topic at the moment. We've enjoyed that. We do want to recognize the people that have made it so much fun, and that's the people that have provided the portions of the cash prize as well as the prize pack. And we want to run down those names and individuals and businesses real quick if we can. A big thank you to Yank Loveless, Mayor Yank Loveless, the most recent contributor to the prize pot.
Thank you, Mayor.
$7,300 now. Big number there.
That's right.
Probably going to jump again today, but thank you, Mayor. Wendy Fulmer with Wendy Fulmer State Farm Insurance, Luke Golden, Golden Motors, Christine Stanton there in Flomington, Christine's Beauty Shop, Jerry Halsey, New Better You. Thank you, Jerry. Patrick and Sherry Davenport with Bonehead Boots, TJ Wood, Robert Wood Woodworking, Keith Horton over at Horton's Insurance. Thank you, Keith. Brett Kirkendall, Chip and Ann Peach, who of course started it with the seed money to get this thing going. Thank you, Chip and Ann.
Yes, they did.
Winston Lindsay, Timberline Homes, Hayes Wood, our friend Hazel out in Salt Lake City, Utah, native of Bruton. Thank you, Hazel.
Morning, Tiffany.
Tony Burnham on behalf of the Cobra Kais. Thank you, Dirty T. Larry Murphy at Camp 31 in also on the action. Thank you, Larry. Donnie Beckham. Kind of held hostage by his cousin, Donna Weaver, I believe, but he's in nonetheless.
He was.
Thank you, Donnie. Josh Godwin, our friend with David's Catfish and Popeyes. Thank you, Josh. Heath Jackson. Heath Jackson for sheriff. Thank you, Heath. D. Powell, another native of Bruton out in Washington State.
That's right.
Throwing some money back at the homeboys. So thank you, D, for that contribution. Louise Joyner, Wheezy in with Safety and Security Consultants. Jesse Rigby, James Brothers Furniture. Dr. Leslie Smothers, one of the new doctors there at the medical center, took over Dr. Terrell's practice.
That's right.
So thank you, Dr. Smothers, for being a part of it. Melanie McGugan at Just Do, Ray and Donna Madden, Just Nannies, Hillary and Ronnie Harrington's, Cimarron and Jerry Wilson, Cakes by Simi, Greg and Cindy Fleming with Fleming Farms. Thank you, Greg and Cindy. Mickey Howington, Mickey's Barbershop. Lee Shaughnessy, the AC man, came and wrote his check yesterday. Thank you, Lee. Tracy Miller, Mallory Stanley there at Tallulah Bells in the middle of town. Thank you, ladies. Bobby Townsend, Bobby's Gun and Ammo. David Turner, also a contributor. Thank you, David. Lee Knowles with Surf Pro Fire and Water Restoration. Joey Carnley, Extreme Mulching. Reed Joyner, Emerald Coast All Purpose. Another one of the homeboys down in the Destin area. If you have any residential or commercial repair work needs to be done, contact Reed. He's a good man. Derek and Rayleigh Smith with Color Me Crazy. Kelly Webb there at Webb's Auto Sales. JoJo Holmes just left the building. Holmes Pest Control. Thank you, JoJo. Michael Shera, Shera's Lawn Care. Lance McKenzie, another Cobra Kai in. Thanks, Lance. Mark Miller with LA Sound. Wade Winstead. Sarju Patel on behalf of M-Star Hotel. Colin and Coley McMillan. Colin McMillan again with Mudbug Mafia. Thank you, Colin. Lindsay Hill with Wonderless Way. All of these businesses and individuals made up the monetary part of the prize. And, big thanks to all of them.
A big, big thank you to everybody that's made this thing possible and continue to make it possible.
There's room for more. Also, several people getting in on the additional prizes, and those are something to pick up as well. Roger Templeton with Gianavelli Winery. Keith Pugh with Keith Dips offering up $50 worth of dips. Thank you, Keith. Travis Merritt. Jason and Lisa Hart, our friends down in Orange Beach, had the market there at the wharf. For those of you that may be traveling down to the Orange Beach area this summer, pop in at the market and say hey to some friendly faces. Thank you, Jason and Lisa. Kim Salter, Kim's Coney Island Burgers. Rob Atkinson, Sarju Patel, once again, thank you, Sarju. Deborah George with Burl Norman Cosmetics. Adam Manasco, Paula Pettis with Pop Stop. Edmund Minshew there at McDonald's. Josh James, TJ Wood with Robert Wood Woodworking, and Sarah Hines, all making contributions to the prize pack, and we equally appreciate their efforts and gestures as well.
And I want to take just a second to mention,
please do,
Melissa McMillan yesterday. I don't remember exactly the next donation to the pot after she sent us that message, but we're going to go back and look. I think that it was Jerry Halsey's. I do. I think it was. We got to go back and
check it.
Time. Yeah. But she called and pledged for the next donation to the pot, she would match it as a donation to Paul's Cross Dog Rescue. So thank you, Melissa. Of course, we are, you know, big supporters of all charities. But, you know, any time we can help, you know, Paul's Cross, which is, you know, local rescue here in town, and you know, they do a lot of great things, and you know, just a great charity to be able to help and part of. So thank you, Melissa, for that.
Good morning, Booker. Good morning, Lori Woodard. Good morning, Kathy Tolan. Shay Smith in also. Whitney Grimes. Good morning, Damo in. One of my guys. Good morning, Damo. And there she is, Paula Pettis. Good morning. Appreciate all of you being here with us. And it's been a lot of fun. Of course, the Dash for Cash is what? A week, almost 2 weeks old. It'll be 2 weeks old this weekend.
2 weeks old. If it makes it to Friday.
If it makes it to Friday. Clue 8 went out yesterday on this program. I saw the scavengers out looking again yesterday during the lunch hour, and of course late afternoon, but it was still out there.
There's Roving Rob in this morning.
There he is. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rob. I'll tell you what.
I saw his contract.
I saw
the contract that you signed him to, and yeah, we need to sign up a bunch of those.
We do. we actually do. I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't watched any of Rob's videos, you need to watch them, especially if you need a little humor in your day, because he definitely will make sure that you get it. Rob has been doing a great job, de facto BMP roving reporter. He didn't understand he was signing a contract verbally when he did that. But don't worry, Rob. We're going to make it good for us and okay for you.
That's what BMP's all about, right?
So, you know, we listen, anybody that wants to have a good time like that, that's what this place is about. That's what this place is for. And we want everybody having a good time out there hunting and looking for the money. And no, Aunt B, I can't give you any words of wisdom when it comes to the cash. And I'm picking an Aunt B about
Sure.
just simply because of something else. But at any rate, I'll tell this story as well. I'll be honest with you. I've never been this popular in my life.
Me either.
I've never Lisa Atkinson says she's still in North Alabama, and know what they're doing there? Not this. Yeah.
Right here.
Hashtag team,
in the world.
Hashtag team DJ.
By the way, Lisa.
There you go.
Lisa, hey, my lady.
I pulled up at Taco Bell last night to get something to eat to take home, and there's five people at the window. You the man we've been looking for all day. I said, well, listen, whatever y'all do, please don't spit in my food. I went home and told Jess, I said, I'm going to tell you something. We got to start cooking here for a little while. Okay.
Seriously.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Look at that. Shay Smith says she's turned off Lex and Terry to listen to us.
Well, thank you, Shay.
Thanks, Shay. I'm going to tell you something.
Cobra Kai's in. Jeremy Lowell's in.
Is he?
Yeah. Team Cobra Kai.
Did you see
well
where,
represented.
Did you see where Gucci, my wife was appalled that Gucci,
no.
You know, came out Team Cobra Kai. I said, Jess, that's class of 90.
Class of 90. They're going to roll together.
I said, what do you think they're going to do?
Sarju Patel, another Cobra Kai in. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Stephanie Pugh, new to the show. Love it. Thank you for joining us, Stephanie.
Yes. Morgan Brooks. I'll tell you, Morgan's been very active in the group. I'm glad that I'm glad she is. Kathy Tolan suggested that we run for president and vice president. We're not running for office. And I've got four words for you. Skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be honest with you. That would be a disaster. Number one, no. I mean, just not going to happen. But look at there. There's Becky Kane, Becky Kane Peterson. Good morning from Robertsdale, Alabama. Good morning, Becky.
I can't catch up to everybody. For those of you new to the show, we love to speak with you, not at you.
Right.
We love the good morning wishes. We think it's a great way to set the day. We try to extend it back as quick as we can, but with so many feeds coming in, it's hard to get to everybody. But good morning, Kelly Burton Webb. Thank you for your contribution. I hope your day goes well. Good morning, Greg Fleming in. Also, I mean, Travis Merritt. I mean,
John Commander.
I can't catch up.
The Butcher. Stephanie Manasco's in. Nicole Smith Montgomery.
Brittany Weaver in. Good morning, Brittany.
Yeah, Tiffany Campbell in. I mean, Allison Nolte. Good morning, Allison. Jennifer Smith. Good morning.
Alicia Beth is in. And I kind of reconnected with her on Facebook yesterday, and it's a real quick story about how we kind of know each other. Lindsay and I, this was several years ago, went canoeing, and we put in there at Edgewood, and we're going to go down to the middle of town. Lindsay was probably 5. And of course, I had her life vest on her and was not expecting that. It had not rained for quite some time, so it was not going to be rapids or anything like that. Right. We got in a bad spot. I mean, we got in a real bad spot, and I had Lindsay in the middle of the creek, literally on a stump. The canoe was kind of getting pinned in under some logs or whatnot. And I was very concerned, close to panic, certainly did not want to show that to Lindsay.
Right.
And a group came up behind us and absolutely saved us. It ended up being Alicia and her family.
They did it.
Yeah, we talked about that and shared a little bit on Facebook, and it was certainly nice to reconnect with her. And she said, I don't know if you'll remember. I said, oh, I remember well. We were in a bad, bad, bad spot, and Alicia and her family kind of, and her traveling party, they help us out.
You were glad to see them.
You better believe it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's a bad spot to be in.
Yeah. Well, and we haven't made that run again in a while.
I've been in those spots before, especially, you know, everybody used to go to Kirkland and put in and float down to East Bruton there, the Murder Creek Bridge.
Yeah.
And man, you could get in some bad spots there. Sarge, we're going to need to learn to read a little faster. I agree. I tell you what we need. We need about a 60-inch TV to put up here in front of us behind the camera. We can watch it and see. If we had more room, we might could see more.
We're an ish company.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
Good morning, listen, Meredith. Good morning, Mitch.
Y'all do realize we're working with, this is all we got to work with. We're not working with very much here at all. Yeah, look at that. Shelly Riley, you don't have to worry about any skeletons. Nobody will be able to find them anyway. Well,
evidently there's a tape floating around, a Memorex tape floating around that could cause some problems.
I can tell you one thing, that tape might cause some problems for sure. There may be some other things floating around that may cause some problems, and we're just going to leave that one alone.
Good morning, Carla Johnson over in Andalusia, Alabama.
We do appreciate the nod,
morning, Tiffany,
for Ron in the for president, and of course, I think we could do a lot of good with this country. The first thing we would do is we would institute the biggest scavenger hunt of all time. Of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah. I think we'd just go to the Treasury. We'd print up $1 billion in cash. We'd go hide it. And we'd start putting out clues. And whoever found it would become a billionaire.
A billionaire.
And you know why we'd do it? Because we could. Because
we could. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's why.
That'd be fun. Be a lot of fun.
Be a lot of fun. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And that'd be the first, that'd be my campaign promise. The first thing that I would tell everybody is that's the first thing that we would do in this country is we would stimulate this economy one way, and that's called the Great American Scavenger Hunt. And the prize is $1 billion in cash, tax-free. And Congress would say this and that and other, and I'd just say, well, guess what? Executive order. We don't care what you say. Now, how many smiles would that put on people's faces?
A billion.
So, you know.
I've got a confirmation from Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan?
Yep.
Good morning from Dothan.
And they're not doing this.
They're not.
According to Donna.
Well.
Excuse me, according to Wanda.
Good morning, Wanda, from Dothan over there, and glad to have you in this morning. Hillary Harrington, good morning to you. Becker Denton.
Hey, here he is, Trevor Youngblood in. Trevor texted me this morning to let me know he was coming back to the Dirty 30 from Bay Minette. He knew where the money was, and he was coming to pick it up.
Okay.
I just got a text from him, or excuse me, a post here that all he found was mosquitoes.
Look at there.
Keep looking.
Bubba says Dr. D's patient list has grown 1,000% in the last week.
Believe it.
Well,
I used to have him all to myself.
Yeah. Just think.
Dang it. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, so let's talk about the 109 for just a minute.
All right.
It has been brought to my attention that, and this is not from DJ's side, this is from the T-Bone Burner side, that a prom that he thought was on a Friday night is now on a Saturday night, which is this Saturday, and don't know if he's going to be able to make it. And the reason for that is we have an engagement that morning, so we're all kind of in talks right now trying to figure this all out. So we will have more information on that tomorrow.
Well, can I throw this into the mix?
Yes.
Into the hopper?
Yes.
As plans are being made?
Yes. By all means.
Everybody that's watching this show knows what the Cobra Kai stand for.
Yes, they do.
And they're bullies.
There's 400,
and,
DJ.
And T-Bone is, of course, the lead bully. He's the Johnny. But I have no problem whipping any of those Cobra Kais. The belt's on the line. It's right here. I'll be there. If he can't make it, and if he wants to send one of those other Cobra Kais and his proxy, whether it be Holly, whether it be Sarju, whether it be Crutchfield, I'll put that up against anybody, anytime, as long as they're a Cobra Kai or their sister gang, the Purple Cobras.
Well, you know, Gucci is a...
Bring Gucci down here.
Gucci's quite the runner.
Well, bring Gucci on down here.
You know, he's an endurance runner.
I'll tell you what would be even better. I'll let Lance and Bubba run like a relay type event. Each one of them can run 54 yards, and I'll run the full 109.
How about this right here? Tisha Braddock just said she met people from Louisiana yesterday that came and looked, asking her about the game where to find the clues from Louisiana.
I heard they're chartering a bus over in Biloxi this weekend to come over.
Well,
I've heard that.
That may be. Wow.
Thank you, Tyler.
That's crazy. Like and share the video, comment. Let me tell you something. If you're watching, you need to start making comments. Reason I say that, it'll be beneficial to you. I mean, trust me.
Do you see Heath Jackson's post?
It went by so fast, I did not.
Y'all are racing. I had to quit my job to make it this Saturday. Y'all are racing, by God.
You know, Heath's got a gun and, like, legally can use it. So, wow. Again, like and share, comment all you want. We don't care how many times you want to comment. We don't care what you want to talk about. As a matter of fact, if you want to talk about experiences, if you want to put on here what's going on, where you been, how you hunting, what you hunting, who you hunting with, that's fine. If you want to ask questions, that's fine. If it's a question I can answer, I'll answer it. If it's not, my standard response is happy hunting.
That's it.
You know, so... But yeah, if y'all want to get up and you want to start asking questions, then by all means, come on with it, because we'll sit here and we'll try to answer them as fast as we can. I mean, they're coming in pretty fast. So, you know, there's Atmore in the house.
Good morning, Booker. Good morning, Emmy. Good morning, Ken Douglas.
Yep.
Thanks for spending a few of your moments with us this Tuesday morning.
Meredith Buck in this morning. Good morning, Meredith. Amanda Kelly in this morning.
Thank you, Elena. No problem.
Courtney Peavy.
One of my oldest friends in this world is in here, Summer Moore Jacks. I'm not so sure that Summer wasn't my first friend. She grew up two houses down from me, and Summer might have very well been my first friend. Good morning, Summer. Hope it's going your way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I read somewhere that her and Lori might have been out this past weekend doing a little hunting.
Yes, Sarge.
Lori Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were out hunting a little bit this weekend.
So. Thank you, Stephanie. 88.
there's Donna Revel in. Hey, Donna, LaDon Simmons. Good morning, LaDon. Steve White, Rita Kay. What's going on, Rita? Rita likes to kayak and do those sorts of things. She might give you a little tips on how to not let that kind of thing happen to you again.
Lisa, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. The camera doesn't lie. You're right. That is a fantastic idea.
Well, you can tell by looking at this, the camera don't lie.
Look now. The camera does add.
Mary Jo, 88.
The camera adds. Okay.
Camera adds. Yeah,
it does.
Lucy McMillan Ladd in. Good morning, Lucy.
Look at there. I'll tell you what, man. I must be behind you or something, maybe.
Coach O in. Good morning, Coach O. Good morning, Jacob.
Or maybe I'm in front of you. I don't know. I don't know. There's Mark Walton in. Donald Thompson. Larry Hatfield. Carolyn Hart.
My head was just equated to a hot roll from the Texas Roadhouse. Haven't heard that one yet. That's pretty good.
Wow. Pat Harrington says she can now say that she has been to the Club White Horse.
Good times.
Wow. Well, yeah, good times. A lot of good times. Paul Miller in. Andrew Etheridge in. Anne-Marie Taylor in. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Chris Lowry in. JP.
The coach.
Good morning. Brandy. Brandy Jackson. Good morning, Brandy. Yeah, I'm a little bit behind you because I see there's Lucy. There's Josh Stanley in. Good morning, Lucy McMillan Ladd. Lucy, let's see. What was Lucy? She's class of 90?
91.
That's right.
91.
Yeah, that's right. 91. Elena Folsom. Good morning, Elena. Lou Nager. Good morning, Lou. Shayna Lambeth. Good morning, Shayna. And Shayna, not long from going to be a mother. Congratulations to her and Josh Stanley. That's correct.
Look at here. Summer Moore Jacks announcing she joined the Peach family yesterday. New wheels. Thank you to Tori Madden.
There you go.
How about that? Thank you, Summer.
Thank you, Summer. That
is awesome. That's going to take me into just a little bit. We're going to get right back to it. And we talked about the people that have contributed, you know, to the financial part of the package, the money, and also the prizes. And I think, you know, one of the things that makes this the greatest community in the world is I understand the product has to be good, and I understand the services need to be good as well, but it's also about relationships. And when you look at the people that have contributed to this, think about that when you're out and about. And I certainly thank them. If you have an opportunity to trade with them, I think that would be kosher as well. But yes. A lot of good people being supportive of this event for all of us. And I want to add this. I got a chance to see Shay and her family out this past Saturday. Somebody played a bad trick on them, putting the little dummy egg out.
Yes.
They came to the house. We looked at it. When I looked in Shay's vehicle, she had her oldest daughter, who is a student at Troy University. She had her middle daughter, who's a student at T.R. Miller High School. And she had her baby girl, who is at the elementary school as a student. And I was thinking about the different activities where you can get those three different age groups together and keep everybody entertained and have a good time. And they spent several hours together. And I thought that was pretty cool. That made me feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, that is. It really is. I want to mention this, and that's a good segue into this. I want to mention, put out a post last night. Everybody needs to make sure, understand, residential neighborhoods, since day one, have been off limits, okay? We said it from day one, okay? Inside of a business, inside of a business that's closed up, you know, all that is out. I mean, it's we've said, stay away from that. You know, we have not promoted anybody to do anything like that. And we want to make sure that, you know, everybody understands, be respectful, you know, be respectful of public property, be respectful of the hunt. You know, if people are respectful, we can continue to do these things like this. And I promise you there's more things in store to come. There is, but you know, we got to make sure that we're not in residential neighborhoods,
sure,
prowling around people's houses, you know, prowling around people's, you know, personal things and personal vehicles and things like that. Listen, power poles with power boxes and, you know, phone boxes. Listen, stay away from that stuff. Okay. I said it last night. I'm going to say it again. It is in plain view. Okay. You will know it when you find it. You do not have to message and ask, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? When you find it, you will know it is the prize and you will know what to do immediately. So you don't have to send a message or a text or climb up, you know, I mean, up a pine tree. You don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. You don't need any tools. You don't need any of that kind of stuff. Okay. Outside of a business, yes, that is, you know, I said that from the beginning. It could be outside of a business. Absolutely. It can be. Okay. Just make sure that you're respectful if you're looking outside of that business. Okay. So, you know, we put it out last night. Stay off the railroad tracks. I mean, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt. Okay. We don't want anybody to get hurt, and we're not promoting that, nor have we ever said to go out and stand on the railroad tracks.
There are no hazards in place to keep you from getting this money.
There are none. No hazards.
None.
None.
If you're in an area where there are hazards, get out. It's not there.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's just not. I mean, you know, let's just like I said, this is all good, clean fun, and there's been way more positive than the few negatives, okay? Way more positives. And we appreciate all of the feedback that we're getting and the family time and the, you know, people that are enjoying the hunt and able to do these types of things. But understand, let's be cognizant of the guidelines, if you will, that were, you know, set forth from day number one.
And, good. Yes.
You know, and they were.
Clear as a bell.
Two Fridays ago, we said it. You know, it's all right there. You know, so, you know, I mean, like I said, let's just be respectful, and we're going to keep putting out clues, and I promise you, we're going to put out clues until someone finds this cash. We will do that.
Good morning, Gracie Bell Ruzick. Good morning, Brandy Straighten. Good morning, Courtney Black. Good morning, Angel Fountain. Thanks to all of you for joining us here this morning on Drive Time. We're having a good time. Enjoy all of you being here with us.
Good morning, Wade Winstead, Melanie McGugan. Good morning, Mel. Donna Massel. Good morning, Donna. Big Lou. Good morning, Bart Till. Angel Fountain. Good morning to you. Courtney Black. Good morning, Courtney. You know, it's
Paula,
you know,
Pettis. Yes, it is not at either dealership.
No,
yeah. It is not at either dealership.
Say that
you
again.
Are correct.
We said that two Fridays ago as well. It is not at any dealership. And I'm going to go ahead and give you all a clue. I'll give you a hint right now if you want to.
Listen.
If you want a clue, here's a clue. It is not in a vehicle anywhere. Quit looking in people's vehicles or anybody's vehicle. It is not in a vehicle. Okay? It's not. So, you know, again, I want to say this. The money, the cash is still out there. And I can tell you that, you know, it just keeps growing every day. The pot keeps growing every day. We got 463 in right now. Hey, let's get to 500. Like and share. Like and share. Put it out there. Good morning, Sherry Weaver. Big supporter of Team DJ. Big supporter. Big supporter of BMP. Sherry Weaver.
Oh, absolutely. She's been with us from day one.
I tell you
A1,
what.
Day one.
I enjoyed that video she put out the other night of Gary and those guys playing on the hunt.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Is real music right there, and I enjoyed that. Sherry, put more of those videos out. I mean, that was awesome. Really did enjoy that. Listen, glad to see a lot of these, a lot of the businesses, like we've talked about it. I think, you know, what I'd like to do here, you know, in the next few mornings is talk about some of the businesses that that we, you know, have had, you know, come in. I know DJs went through the list, but I want to talk about just a maybe pick four, five, six, and in no particular order. We're just going to talk about some of these businesses each morning. To kind of
that's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, to kind of put, you know, spotlight them, put the focus on them, what have you. And these people, you know, they've stepped up to the plate and didn't have to. Listen, you know, this has all been completely 100% voluntary. And it's amazing to us that it has happened this way. And certainly we are very, very happy that it has. You know,
here they come. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Sarah.
There you go. There you go. I tell you, one of the first ones that let's talk about is let's talk about Larry Murphy at Camp 31 and Adam Manasco.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, great place, great atmosphere, beautiful facility, beautiful restaurant. Been very supportive of this show. If you hadn't had one of Adam's cheesecakes, I don't know what to tell you. You need to go find Stephanie, find Adam, and get you one or two or 10. They're fantastic. Larry Murphy has won more championships you know, I can't tell you how many barbecue championships Larry's won, but he's won more than we can even talk about, and well deserving. He's
absolutely got, I was there for Easter buffet.
Really?
It was delicious.
Yeah. I mean, so
packed house.
Go down, check Camp 31 out. Great place to eat in Bruton. Good people. And I promise you can't go wrong with that. I want to speak on another one, Josh Godwin. You know, what can we say about Josh Godwin? Josh Godwin has been a friend to us, to the community, to the, you know, I mean, we can't even talk about all the people that Josh Godwin's friends with. I mean, and
if there's an opportunity to support this community and its endeavors, Josh Godwin is the first one at the line consistently.
Yeah, he is.
He's not the only one.
No,
but
no,
he's the first one there. No, thank you, Chad Lisenby.
He is. And I'll tell you what, Josh is always good to jump in and lend a helping hand on whatever he can. And you know, David's Catfish up here, they got a big crawfish bowl coming up here in the next few weeks, I think it is. You know, we want to make sure everybody, you know, hey.
You know, he's always done that, and it's kind of a customer appreciation type deal. I don't know that that it's not more of a headache for him, to be honest with you, than anything else. But he does that for the people who frequent his place throughout the year, and it's just another way of him showing and kind of giving back. He, of course, put up some prize money for the 109.
He did.
To a couple of charities.
That's right.
His efforts are always appreciated, and he's been a supporter of this company as well.
He sure has. So, you know, the two great businesses right there. You know, Jesse Rigby jumped in way back.
He's been with us from day one.
Day one.
Jesse Rigby has certainly been with us from day one.
James Furniture over in East Bruton. Get by, check them out. If you're looking for furniture, if you're looking for anything like that at all, these people are the people that have made this thing possible. Okay. You know, yeah, we kicked it off and started, and we're having a great time doing this, but I'm telling you, go by and see these people. It helps them to be able to continue to do these types of things.
And I'll tell you something else they do. They're not, and that's each of them. That's Larry. That's Josh. That's certainly Jesse. They're not just interested in making a sale to you.
That's right.
They want to shake your hand. They want to know how your day is gone, how your week is gone, how your family's doing. They invest in you as people. And I think that's the difference from our communities as opposed to some of the other places. I don't know that we always have all the selections that everybody else has, but we do have people who want to invest in people. And once again, it goes back to relationships. And when you're at these different places, if they don't come up and shake your hand and ask you how you're doing, I'll be shocked. Something's going wrong. Something is going on, because that would be out of character for them.
That's right. That's right. You know, so, and I'll tell you one more that I want to mention just real quick.
Good morning, Blade.
And, you know, this, you know, another that is constantly supportive of all things Bruton, and that would be Fleming Farms.
I was going to bring them up if you didn't. I know we're going to get to everybody at some point.
We are going to get to everybody.
But you talking about from A1, day one, we have never, ever run something by Greg and Cindy that they haven't been supportive of.
That's a fact.
Have not. Not one time.
Not one time.
The next time will be the first time.
That's right. That is a fact. And just great supporters of this community, great supporters of this show, of what we do. You know, and great supporters of all things that contribute to our community and can help and whenever they can. So, you know, we're going to do this every morning. We're going to put spotlights on some people some businesses and that type of thing. And, you know, again, if you're out there, if you want a, thank you, Renee.
Thank
Johnson,
you, Renee.
There you go. If you want to put in, if you want to get in on this, if you want to come and donate a service or a prize or whatever, hey, we don't care. I also want to thank Miss Sarah Hines.
Yeah.
Donating yesterday. She is, and I don't know if y'all have ever had any of her bread.
I've had it several times, and it is off the chain.
Well, for the winner, Miss Sarah Hines is going to bake a loaf of bread once a month for 12 months for the winner of the Dash for Cash. Now, that's big.
Absolutely.
That's big.
I'm telling you, I've had it. I've had several loaves that she has made. It is delicious.
That is big.
Thank you, Tag. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, Lily.
There's Bryce Egerton in. And, I'll tell you what, it's always clue this, clue that, clue this, clue that. You know, when we're going to get a clue, when we're going to get a clue, when we're going to get a clue. Tell you what, we have 440 viewers right now. Okay. You get us over 500.
What?
You get us over 500.
What?
And I will post. I won't say it. I'll post it, this one.
Team Pandemonium.
You get us over 500.
Team Pandemonium.
And at some point today, clue number 9 will be posted. Okay? Get us over 500. We're at 443 right now.
443 looking for 500 and clue number 9.
Clue number 9 will come out.
We're could at 445. Could be the clue that takes you to the cash.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But I'll tell you this, you get us over 500, we're looking for 500. You get us to 500, and clue number 9 will be posted today.
Tag, share, tag, share.
Like.
Get to tag, 500.
Share.
Get That's it right. to 500, and the clue that may untie this knot.
It may do it.
I think it is. I think clue 9 might do it.
It may be. I don't know. But we're going to see. We're going to see.
Not us, Donna. Not us. Serena, I agree. I mean, Sarah Hines' bread is just unbelievable.
Yes. Yes, it is. And she was very, that was very kind of her to call and donate that. And
Crystal Scott, she has a video of her kid. I'm going to find the money.
That is also.
I'm going to buy some toys with it.
I can't believe that video is not viral.
I have no doubt that that's probably the sweetest youngin' in the world. But at that moment, I think he would have kicked in the shin.
Oh, I'm telling you. Listen.
He made a believer out of me.
That video needs to be viral.
He made a believer out of me. If you haven't seen it, you need to look that one up. That is, that's too good. I've watched it 50 times. I watched it 10 yesterday.
Sarge said, don't get me wrong. I'd like the cash, but I want all the additional prizes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
For real.
I'm with you, Sarge. I mean, there's a lot in there. That 470. There's Here 474.
I can.
There's 470. Ah, it's backing down again. It was headed in the right direction.
They're getting the bus ready in Biloxi.
Carolyn Hart said, Jim Hart would love to see the traffic at Hart Station. Yep. Too bad it's not from Amtrak. But, well, there has been some talk, I've heard this about, them getting Amtrak going back again or something, but. Hadn't seen it. 482.
They don't want another clue.
They don't. I don't believe they do. We was at 482. Now we're dropped back down to 478. So,
Spokes
how about
in.
This.
Good morning, Spoke.
Melissa Holmes got one. $50 from Phillips Tune Up.
There we go. 73.50. Here we go.
There we go.
73.50. 15 more in here. And clue number 9's coming.
$50 from Phillips Tune Up. You want?
Yeah, let me write that down.
Yeah. There's 483. So there's 485, 480, 491, 495.
Like, share.
492.
Tag.
Driving back down.
Like,
I don't think,
share.
I don't think
here we go. Let's get this six in the goes.
I don't think they want it. I really don't think they do.
Like, share, tag. 495.
Yeah.
497.
I don't think they want it.
Drum roll.
I see 496. 495. Yeah.
$499.
500. 501.
Bam.
There it is.
Clue
right
number
there.
9.
There it is.
Coming
right
your
there.
Way. How about that? How about
there it
that?
Is right there. Five
clue number
906
9.
People.
Will be posted.
Yeah. Clue number 9 will be posted. Look at T-Bone. Labor Day telethon. Yeah. If it needs to be, 509, 510, 512. It's still growing.
It's still jumping. Yes, sir.
OK.
Good That's Lord. What I'm talking about.
5:14, 5:15.
The Dirty 30 in full effect here this morning.
The Dirty 30 has come out in droves. Thank you. This is awesome.
It's great. It's the greatest community in the world.
I mean, this really
in
is.
In the world.
This really is. This is, you know, how do we say thank you, except we're going to keep, hopefully, keep getting this pot bigger and bigger and bigger.
Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
Who all is going to keep watching the program when the Dash for Cash has been found?
Oh, it'll be 20 viewers.
We'll be back with the homies, won't we?
Yeah.
Rolling with the homies.
Well, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I'm working on something. 5:22, DJ.
5:22. Who would have thunk it?
I'm actually working on something.
There's English. Better late than never.
Yeah. I'm actually working on something that may be.
There's Winston.
That may be as good. Maybe.
James Carroll. So, love you, man.
There's Winston Lindsay. Good morning, Winston. 5:23, Uncle Ing.
Good morning, Miss Linda.
Allison Foster. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Linda.
She's the grandmother of Tyler Joyner.
Really?
The old man that we have spoke about so many times.
Yep.
Of course, he's so special to me and means the world to me, and I know she's a proud grandmother.
Yeah. Look at Book saying only us faithful ones.
Robbie Gray's, Coach Gray's checking his sick days.
Yeah. You may be surprised, though. You know.
Thank you, Booker.
The next one that we...
I know you're with us.
The next one we come up
Adam,
with...
Adam, you will be, too.
Might be, you know, I don't know.
Thank you, Donna.
We'll... let's keep these listeners.
Yeah.
Donna Massel, I agree with you. The listening audience is what we want.
That's the listening audience. There's more content. There's more programming coming. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we got something we're working on that may shock a lot of you. Probably is going to shock a lot
Just
of you.
Just sit tight, Sharon. Just sit tight.
Yeah.
the Cobra Kai's back to trash talking. Could be. That'll always be a part of it.
Yeah, well, they're always going to do that.
Thank you, Miss Joyce.
They can't help
Miss Joyce Lisenby. Sweet lady.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Look at there.
There's Stephanie, 88.
Regina Hutchins, narrow those boundaries. Well, read the clues. They've been narrowed.
Good morning, Raj. Raj has it on in the store.
There you go, Raj. That's what I'm talking about.
We love that. That's absolutely
what I'm talking
about. Thank you, Raj.
Look at Jacob Odom. If we can get to 600, can we get the clue right now? No.
Sherry, I think they went to 21-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
They stomped us.
So,
there's Chalice over in Valdosta, Georgia.
Look at there.
Hey, Chalice.
Look at there. Chalice, good morning to you. There's Wendy Farmer in. Wendy graciously put us over the 7K hump yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Heath, I got you, man. I got you.
She put us over the 7-day hump. 7K hump.
I don't care what Cobra Kai shows up in Jennings Park Saturday afternoon.
Doesn't matter to you.
I'm going
to
cram it up their cram hole, and you can believe that.
Look at Paula Pettis. She's starting to like us. She may add the show to her regular morning routine. Well, please do.
It's just real simple. Wake up.
Yeah. Put it next to the Keurig.
Yeah.
When you go over and press the button for the Keurig, press the notification thing. By the way, let's make this disclaimer.
Look at Vanessa. Now, that might be the greatest endorsement yet. Vanessa Samuel, I don't care what people have been saying about y'all. Y'all all right to me. Thank you, Vanessa. Love you.
Listen, there's no telling. Look at that. Hope Realty Development will match the next addition to the Dash for Cash pot in the form of a donation to Paul's Cross. Well, she done that yesterday.
She did. She did.
She done that yesterday. We talked about that earlier. So, you know, yeah, put it next to the Keurig. Set it where when this thing goes live, you get a notification. And guess what? You'll be glad that you did. Not necessarily because of us, maybe, or the content, but maybe some of the things that we do or come up with.
Yes, you have, Margaret Smith Cotton, and we appreciate it. You can believe that. Thank you so much.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, this thing's getting so big, Bob Barker's talking about coming out of retirement to come down and referee this game show. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I want him to show up with that big, long microphone.
Golly, that would be awesome.
It'd be awesome.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. But spay and neuter your pets.
Hey. Paul's Cross does it every day.
That's right. That's right. That was his deal.
Yeah, that's right.
That was his big thing. Right. You know, he was big on that.
Yes, so, Susan Rhodes. You're one of the charter members. There's no question about
that. Yes, she is. Look here. Hold on a second. Let me get this fixed right here. Come on with it there. You're on drive time.
If I beat DJ Saturday at the 109, you will absolutely, well, let's just say this. Will you agree to narrow the location within a 5-mile perimeter if I beat DJ in the 109?
Well, first off, you got to show up. I mean,
oh, I'm gonna be it's on.
Oh, so you're gonna so you're confirming right now that you're gonna be there.
The 109 is on.
Hey, pal.
Okay.
You take a good look at this belt. You take a good look at it. That's the closest you're gonna get to it. I'm gonna cram it down your cram hole Saturday.
Yeah, I heard you talking about cram and all that stuff earlier, and that's what provoked me to call in, because I just want to see how much of a man y'all are. I mean, y'all have all these people that y'all were playing with like cat and mouse. So I just want you to see, if I beat DJ in the 109, if you've been pushing Team DJ and pushing Team DJ, and y'all have branded me Cobra Kai, and I'll take it, but I'm running for the people. I want the people to find this money. If I beat DJ Saturday at Kick It in the Creek at the 109, You will narrow the search.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you beat DJ Saturday at the 109, and this is you racing, not a stand-in.
It's going to be me.
Is you racing, you and DJ racing. If you beat him, I will narrow the search down within a 15-mile radius of where the prize stash is, but I will narrow that in the form of a clue. I will not say here and here and here. I will do it in the form of a clue.
That's good enough. I think that's good enough. I think that'll be good.
So now what you've just done, and I see what's happening here, T-Bone. You have just stirred Team Cobra Kai to add more members is what he's done.
Okay. No, I'm doing what's genuinely out of my heart, goodness for the people, because I love the town I grew up in. Is I want them to find it.
Hey, this isn't
want them to find it.
This isn't Reseda, pal. This is the B town.
Well, I know.
And don't give me this crap about you were branded a Cobra Kai. All you guys, y'all been wreaking havoc for years, and I'm fixing to regulate you Saturday.
And by the way, real quick, Burnham. Like yeah. I said, Gucci, Team Cobra Kai even set you straight on it.
Look at Weezy.
He made sure that you knew there was a buffet at Cash's, just like I said. And you know the all-you-can-eat crab buffet I'm talking about.
No, sir. I've never frequented one of those places because my mom and daddy would not let me go to those types of places.
Wow. Look at Coach
and
Robbie Grace.
I always did what my parents said. So
right.
Okay,
right.
So let's get this straight. Y'all quit trying to divert now. Y'all are trying to divert and substitute and all that stuff. If Saturday at the 109, if I beat DJ, you will have a poem written. And you will say it right after I beat DJ, so people have to be there, right?
Yes.
So people have to be there.
Yes.
You will read in person the clue that's going to narrow down the search where the money's at.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's on, people. I have been training like you would never. Y'all can't see me, but I'm sitting here and I'm doing Donald Trump hands. I have been training just religiously. And I'm telling you, when I beat him, it's going to narrow the search, and somebody's going to find a lot of money, which I think is absolutely awesome. There's actually been people asking me up around the Montgomery area, what's going on in your hometown? And so it's been a pleasure to tell them about it. So Saturday, donut, you're going down.
Have you bothered to tell those people up there that you are part of the most infamous dojo of all time?
Well, no, because you know that's just fake news.
Yeah, fake news. Okay, that's
hey. Last thing I'm gonna say, then I gotta go because I got more important things to do.
You need to shut up.
Exactly, DJ. DJ,
I'm listening.
You're going down in the 109, and the only thing that you'll be able to do is process it.
Well, there he is.
Wow.
There he is.
That is crazy. Wow. Well, I don't even know what to say to that, DJ.
I'm going to whip him. I can tell you that. I know
I'm
what to say.
Worried. I'm going to whip him. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm, if we make it to Saturday and somebody hasn't found the money, that's great. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not too worried about that.
Wheezy just said, shut up, Tony.
I mean, what else do you say, man?
Hey, just licking my chops, getting ready. I'm going to have me a T-bone steak come Saturday afternoon.
We're going to announce the 109 time.
Well done.
Tomorrow. I can tell you, we're going to get it all out there tomorrow for you. DJ.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I'm going to let you do your thing, man.
I tell you, we have had a great, great time in here this morning with all of you. Thank you for spending some of your time with us. We really appreciate you getting the viewership up to 500. I know Ken's excited about releasing another clue here in just a moment. Please remember the ground rules. Please be respectful. Understand it's not going to be in a dangerous place. There will be no hazards. The only way this thing getting any fun is if somebody gets hurt or gets in trouble. Keep that in mind. For Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, this has been Drive Time. Thank you for being with us, and y'all have a great day.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time. Live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win. I can't.